So this is a very, very simple message. It doesn't require any previous knowledge. You don't need to have reached a particular state or a spiritual kind of experience. It's the same knowing that every child knows, because it is who you really are. That's what we're pointing to your true nature. But it's also very natural that when we hear this, we can think that we need to become this or do this. That a certain way of behaving or a certain attitude will help us be that. But not only is this a very simple message, it is also a message of freedom. Freedom from having to be in any particular way. So it's not spiritual, because it's not limited to spirituality. Because while you're on a spiritual path and believing that you need to become better, you need to fix yourself, evolve in some way or improve your experience, you have some kind of limited ideas about how things should be. What we're pointing to here is beyond that. It's the end of the spiritual path. It's coming full circle back to the beginning and seeing that you never moved, you never changed, you never went anywhere. That in fact, recognizing who you really are means that you never need to fix yourself. That you're free to be a complete mess.